Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show, everybody. This is Michael Long, Journey into the Light, and we're glad you are here. We are, a lot of technical problems here. I hope the show's going to happen. My system has come up for the moment. My guest system is having troubles at this time. Cece, who is amazing. So hang on where you're at, and we're going to try to work people and get her in here and get you guys connected. It's going to be an hour show if we can get it all worked out. So call on in, get your place, 347-884-8245. Press the 1 on your phone to come aboard. Christy Lee will be here in 2 hours for what will be our final show. But right now we're So call on in, speak to Cece. Again, we're dedicating this show. This is our only show today. We're not doing any show later, so we're going to dedicate this show for our homeless mission, Love in Action, helping those in need or helping those with what's going on in their lives. We have someone that I know that is going through a real personal issue that we're going to help them out, send them to recovery, and that's coming up. So that is what this show does, and you can make a donation. The links are on the show page. Go now to the GoFundMe or PayPal and make a donation. We always ask folks to please donate $25. If you can do more, awesome. But we're going to keep the hope alive for the homeless community and those that's needing a lifting hand. And no, we don't enable. Some people have asked that question, so I got to keep putting it out there. I do know the homeless community really well by now, and I can tell you from someone that's wanting and having a street sign just to get their next fix, I don't enable people. That's not my cause here. But those that, like Burles, who has moved from homeless to actually have an apartment because of Love in Action, been homeless since the age of 14, and you can't tell me that this mission was not worth it when I started. Few people have given me grief about it, but they're the negative ones that you do in your lives when that happens, because everybody will have the negative nannies or what do you want to call them. You just move on and focus within what you're doing, and you look at the difference you're making in people's lives, like Burles, Melvin, Charles, Rory, the guy that you see in the wheelchair on the Love in Action page. That's Rory. He's a vet. You want to know about him? He's got one leg and a half a leg. And he sits at the corner pretty near my house occasionally and looking for help so the little apartment he's in, he can stay there and not be homeless. So, okay. So looks like my guest Cece is up. So she is going to be able to make it here. So she is live on Facebook, I assume, by now. So you can catch her there, too. I'll upload the – yes, she is. Okay, great. So I'll upload everything. And as far as the video, you can catch that there at the site. Also, on my Facebook, as far as her video – So stay on the phone lines, 347-884-8245 is the number. And we are going to take a short musical break, and then we are going to bring my guest on here on Journey into the Light. Listen to the words of this song. It's very beautiful.
He was dressed as a bag of leaves. It hid the braces on his legs at first. His smile was as bright as the August sun when he looked at me. As he struggled down the driveway, it almost made me hurt. Will don't walk too good. Will don't talk too good. He won't do the things that the other kids do in our neighborhood. I've been searching, wondering, thinking, lost and looking all my life. I've been wounded, jaded, loved and hated. I've wrestled wrong and right. He was a boy. I've been reading, writing, praying, fighting. I guess I would be still. Yeah, that was until I knew God's will. Will's mom had to work two jobs. And when she had to work late, and we'd all laugh like I hadn't laughed since I don't know when. Hey Jude was his favorite song. At dinner he'd ask to pray, and then he'd pray for everybody in the world but him. I've been searching, wondering, thinking, lost in love. I've been
Okay. Thank you. We are live here on Journey in the Light. You, it's really interesting when you got Facebook Live and you got my show live and you're listening to both because they're not synced totally. The Facebook Live is usually about 10 to 15 seconds behind the radio show because the radio show that you're listening to is pretty much like there's only a 5-second delay from what we're actually talking. But Cece is joining us and today, and we're very, very happy to have her aboard. She is a beautiful soul, and I just got a call before I started the show, someone that knows Cece very well, and told me some really beautiful things. So really, really looking forward to the show. So for you to get a call, I mean, to get a reading today, psychic reading, or if you need a healing in your life, call on in 347-884-8245. Press the 1 on your phone to come aboard. And on the show page, on the radio show page, right there where all the information is how to reach the guest, and also right above that is how to donate to the show, to the homeless mission, Love in Action. Where, again, for the new listeners out there, where we go and I go and help the people here in Oklahoma City, actually go on the streets, help the people. And my friend Jennifer Taylor and I, Jennifer Taylor runs Quantum Touch Healing out of Hawaii. We started this mission last Christmas because we want to do more than what we're doing on the radio show, because there's only so much you can do with prayers and blessings. And sometimes you got to step above that because we live in a financial world where money's exchanged. And unfortunately, our mortgages, our car payments, what do you want to call it? You know, the grocery store is not going to take prayers and blessings. It'd be great if they did, but it doesn't work that way, as we know. And what our mission has done so beautifully, and I'll give you just one example, a guy named Burles, who I found pushing a couple of shopping carts, and a voice came to me that I needed to go help him and talk with him. I found out that this man, since the age of 14, has been homeless. And right now he is 66 years old. And how did he become homeless at age 14? You might be thinking guns, drugs. No, he was homeless because he wanted to go to church with family members, and his dad said no. And when his dad found out that he did go to church, he kicked him out of the house. And he told me, Michael, he said, for the last 20 years at least, I've been homeless here on this street. And when I found out a couple of months ago that when a big storm rolled through Oklahoma City at about 2 a.m, with a possible tornado with winds up to 100 miles an hour with golf ball size hail, he had to dump in a filthy dumpster to try to survive out in the streets when we're all closed in our homes. And I said, you know, there's something we got to do to help you. And he told me about a lady that was lived nearby who had a garage apartment that she would be willing to rent out. And would I go talk to her? And I said, well, sure. He said, can you go now? It was really urgent. He wanted this now. And he lived down the street long enough. And I said, well, yes, let's go. And I talked with her. And now Burles is in his second month of living in his own place that he calls home. And to me, that's beautiful. That is beautiful. And that is spirituality at its finest. If you want to know what spirituality is, that's spirituality right there. It's not doing a spiritual radio host. You know, that is it. It's love. Love for our brothers and sisters. And that's what we do. I can give you a number of stories, but I know we got a radio show to do. So there are the links on the show page. I've also posted a link to the GoFundMe on the Facebook Live. Go and, as we say, donate $25. You'll get a 10-minute reading here with our guest. If you absolutely can't donate, still call in. Hang on the phone lines. We'll try to work in as many callers as we possibly can here on the show tonight. And and Cece, can you in the chat, would you type in your area code for me so I can pull you up? I don't know if I ever got that from you or I did one time, but I don't have it in front of me. But and then I'm going to bring Cece on now. And again, the number to call, 347-884-8245 is the number here on the show. And press the 1 on your phone to come aboard, okay? And I'm looking. again, there's always that delay. But I'll just go to the switchboard and we'll just find her. Okay. Okay. All right. And so I'm looking for Cece. Okay. Cece, if I pull you up, let me know. All righty. Cece, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. All righty. Thanks for joining us. I think I hit
the button. I'm happy to be here.
All righty. I got you now. Okay. I forgot what area code you were at, so I apologize. So,
that's okay.
I found you now, so thanks for bearing with me here. So, yes, I'm very glad that you are here. I talked to a friend of who you know. I'll just keep that confidential right now, but she was telling me some very beautiful things about you for the show, so she can call in too, and if she gets the phone line or working. So anyway, so before we go to the phone line, Cece, would you tell the listeners kind of about yourself? How did you get started doing what you're doing? So, really,
I've always had, I guess, so to speak, the spiritual side to me. My family they used to be very spiritual people, and they still are, but I was also an extremely sensitive person because of this part of me. And, you know, with being psychic and being a healer, I was able to feel things and see things that other people weren't able to. And when I was younger, I wasn't told, you know, what it really was. I always was convinced that there was something wrong with me. And so I ran away from it most of my life. But then when I started seeing people around me, people that I aligned with on Facebook and social media, I saw that they had similar beliefs to what I've always had. And I also started, this all really started with my Reiki class, and that really opened me up to everything. That helped me to better develop my healing abilities, as well as just overall bettered my entire life. And I started, and my mom actually sent me that way. My mom has always been really spiritual, and she's the one who has sent me to Reiki, and from there everything just blossomed. And with that, I was starting to meditate every day, and I noticed that everything that I was running from was coming back. But this time I was able to see that I wasn't alone and I wasn't the only one, and that truly there wasn't anything wrong with me. So I just started embracing it, and I began becoming more strong as a healer. And then I started, I went to those that I trusted that had embraced that part of themselves, the psychic part of themselves. I went to those that I trusted, and they helped me to control and develop my psychic sense even more. It was already doing this, but I was having a hard time understanding what was happening. And I'm really grateful that I had them available to me because they really helped me. And the more that I developed, you know, my practice and made it a routine to just serve others and equally serve myself, I was able to really blossom in this area because I found that, you know, this is actually my purpose. This is what I'm here to do. I'm here to help others with my healing abilities and all of the other abilities I have. And so I just practiced, and I started just everything became stronger, and that's how I've gotten here today. I work to do the best that I can to be of service to others, and so that's how I got here.
Well, beautiful. That's great. I mean, don't you find the work so rewarding when you help someone? It's just that there's nothing like it, I find.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah. Do you work much as a medium also as far as connecting with loved ones? Or?
Yes, I work as a medium, but I don't do that through Facebook Live or phone calls because what I find is it's actually quite personal. With past loved ones, they're like us. They just have passed away, and sometimes they like it to be secretive and personal, and it lets it all be done in a very safe and comfortable way if it's one-on-one.
Okay, well, great. Let's take some phone calls and see who we have on the phones, and how does that sound?
That sounds perfect.
All right. Well, thank you, Cece. Thanks for being here again. And if you want to contact Cece for private sessions and things, we do have her link set up here on the show page, website, and Facebook. You can just click on it. It'll take you to a separate page. Again, if you're called into the radio show right now, 347-884-8245. Press the 1 on your phone to come aboard, please. I'll come to you in the screening room to get your information. Let's go first to area code 312, Chicago, my hometown. And can we get your first name, please?
Yes, my first name is Stanley.
Okay, welcome, Stanley. Is it Stanley?
Oh, Stanley.
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
Okay, great.
All right. Hi, Stanley. How are you?
Hi, how are you? I'm doing okay. I just wanted to ask the question. Do you see me moving in my career within the next 6 months?
Let's see. Yes, I do, Stanley. I see some things that may come to you as complications. But what I did for you is that all you need to do is persevere and keep going. They're not going to hold you back unless you let them. So, you know, if this is what you are really wanting, all you need to do is continue to push for it and push towards it. I do see the move, but I do see it also being temporary. So enjoy it while you have it. And after that, with it being temporary, I do see that you will actually have better opportunities available to you after this. This is actually a really important time for you to move forward and learn to, you know, claim what's yours. And really just when you want something, make sure you get it. Just push forward no matter what happens, and I do definitely see this happening for you.
All right. Thank you. You have a blessed day. Could you include me back in queue so I can listen to the show from my phone?
Sorry, I couldn't quite hear that. What did you
No, I was asking the host, could he put me back in queue so I can listen to the show from the caller you need the line?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Yes, I was leaving. I was just thanking you for your information and everything. I know.
Oh,
you have
sure.
A,
no problem at all.
A busy show, and I really appreciate you all taking my call. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Happy to help.
Thanks.
Okay. Thanks for your call. Take care. Much love. Okay. Great. Let's see where we go next here. Again, if you want to speak to Cece, press the 1 on your phone, please, so we know. I can see that on the switchboard. We thank everybody for calling in and listening. Have a good crowd here in this early, I guess I call it a matinee show. Let's go and let's bring in the person I was speaking about that I was telling you about, Cece, that was telling me before the show about you. This is Maui to the show.
Okay. Hi, Cece.
Hi.
Hi, Mike. Hi, how are you?
I am well. How are you?
I couldn't be better, honestly.
Good.
You know what? I just I wanted to say I am one of Michael's partners in his homeless mission journey. To the Light is his show. However, the Love and Action portion is where I am a partner in. And one of the things that I love to do is help with the homeless. So I've kind of been in the background. I don't know if you've seen me on different things, like around Facebook, I'll comment and things like that. But I'm very much a part of your, I call you guys my Omahana. And I always end everything with a pound, one less than a heart sign. Like, you know what I mean? I always end it with a heart sign at the end. So that's me doing all the comments and stuff. So that was me spreading my love. But I just wanted to say that I have been working diligently and doing my part in trying to help the homeless, and I've come up with some really fantastic ideas, which I will reveal at a later time. However, I wanted to say, do you see as far as the not-for-profit organization that that I have already begun? I just don't have the proper people to do, for example, the website, the documentation to make it a not-for-profit. Who do you see monetarily as my biggest supporters? Because it's all not-for-profit.
Are you asking, like, your niche?
My what?
Community?
Yes. What I wanted to say is, because it's not for profit, I wanted to ask you, do you know who I should reach out to? Who do you feel would be my biggest supporters of my not for profit business of helping the homeless and helping those that are unable to help themselves, helping those who need the biggest voice?
Okay. What I get for you on that is actually research. So you may need to take some time, maybe take some time out to take a step back and just spend a day researching conscious companies. So I do get that it's actually a company that will be able to collaborate with you on this, kind of like a high up there company. Like they've been doing this for a while. They really got everything going, and
I'm so glad
what you can do to collaborate with them.
Yeah, I'm so glad you said that, because I have 50 names written down, and it's like this is a long time researching it. But just know that part of big part of my website, I know, is going to be. There's going to be a place to, for everyone to be a part of it. Like everyone's going to be able to to go in and get a glimpse of who you are. And what I was telling Michael is that I don't think that Michael knows the amount of people that he has touched and the amount of people that, you know, already do help the homeless. It's just that we're all over the place, you know?
Yes.
And there's so many people that give on the outside, and they do that. And you know, I think that we're all joining together, and it's going to be really wonderful. But what I was telling Michael about you is he has no idea what I know about you and the passion that you have, and you're a true champion of, you know, anyone who's been downtrodden. You were just such a champion of the light, and you were just so beautiful, and you reach so many people when you do your live feeds, and you have no idea who you reach in the background watching you and who needs to see you. And you are, if I can say, like, as far as this, you know, journey into the light and, you know, us helping the homeless, you are like our spirit animal. I don't know what to call you. You are like right up there with a torch up high, and you're like a phoenix. I swear to God, I don't even know. But I just want to say that's how important that what you say and what the other people in our light worker life feed say, people like, I won't even go into their names because I don't want to put them on blast without their permission, but they know who they are because they've been helping me, and I've been seeing their true colors in the background, and they're so, they're just so wonderful, just like you. So I just wanted to, and that's it. That's all I'm gonna say. And I love you all so much. You have no idea.
We love you too. We do. And I really appreciate all of what you just said right now. I do have one more thing for your reading, though, that I got.
Oh, God. Oh, okay.
So I also see that you should do a little bit of traveling, kind of in a matter of speaking, advertise what you do while traveling. You know, gather the tribe. Pretty much is what I'm getting is to gather your tribe around the world as much as you can, just as much as you can.
Okay.
You know, don't push it. Don't force yourself to do anything you can't do. Just do what you can.
Okay. You know what's interesting that you say that is, I already know so many members of my tribe, of your tribe. I already, believe me. Okay, and that's all I'm going to say. I love you. I love you so much, and you will see. You will see. Okay?
All righty. We love you, Maui.
Yes.
Take care. And the audience loves you, too.
Yeah.
So, there you go. You should feel the love there. Take care, Mal. We've got to get to the next caller. We appreciate you. Let's go to Alabama, and we thank Shakira for her donation for the homeless mission. Thank you, Shakira, and welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Hi.
Hey, Fifi. I just want to know really about, you know, meeting the right person for me, but just whatever messages you have for me.
Okay. So, right now I'm actually getting what kind of person you would want. And I get that you, right now, since it's public, I won't share that with you, you know, with you right now. But I do see what kind of person you want. And what I get for that is actually what you need to do right now is focus on yourself. And it seems, you know, counterintuitive whenever we want something outside of ourselves to work inside of ourselves to achieve that. But right now, the work that needs to be done to attract this person that you want, you know, I see it. It's, you know, I see what it is that you're desiring, and the work that needs to be done right now. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, what was that?
You can share it. You were saying that you didn't want to say it, but it's fine.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, sorry. I didn't know if it was something
it's
you
okay.
want to share it or not. All right. So I do see that you actually want a very strong person, both emotionally, mentally, and physically.
Mm-hmm.
You know, someone that can actually, you know, hold themselves in, you know, confidence and is able to hold you in confidence and just work as one together with you and just have, you know, an overall relationship where there's understanding and there's equal parts working together. And but you know what I do get for that is right now there's just a little bit of work that needs to be done inside of yourself, and that's not meaning at all, like I'm not getting it as in there's something wrong with you. No, that's not it at all. It's that I do get that in the past you've actually had some things happen to you that weren't, you know, the best kind of things to happen to somebody, and those are the things that you need to work to heal right now and just give love to and shed a little light on and just be gentle with yourself and bring a little bit more self-love and confidence into your life in you know, in any way that you can, you know, whether that may be taking a day at the spa or going out in nature, however you treat yourself, focus on doing that right now. So that way, when this person comes and in doing this, you're going to attract this person. But when this person comes, both parts will be able to work harmoniously together and it'll flourish, you know, the relationship will just flourish and blossom. And as long as, you know, you are willing to do your part right now, you don't have to worry about, you know, that person not coming, because as long as you do your part right now, that person is going to be there when you least expect it, as a matter of fact. You know, it'll be somewhere or something will happen and that person will show up when you aren't expecting it. So right now you're doing good. Just allow yourself to do that little bit of healing and, you know, any insecurities you have, do what you can to work through them. Just love them as they are. Understand why they're there in the first place. And see what you can do to release and let go of them and come out stronger and just on top. So that way you can walk in confidence and know your place, and that will attract that person that you want because you have that inside of you and they'll recognize it. So that's what I have for you.
Okay, is there any steps that I can take towards the healing? Because I know it's a lot I need to work on, but... like, what's the first step?
Okay. So the first step actually for you is reflection. You know, look at why you want these things. You know, what has happened in your life, but look without judging it. You know, you can look on your past and put blame, but that's all you'll be focusing on, and you'll not gain anything from that. So all you need to do right now is take some time to reflect and really look at your life and the things that you want out of life and the things that have happened to you and the lessons that come from them. And, you know, and what I get right now, too, is when you look and you think about a relationship, I do get that you have some worry there. Like, you have some anxiety there sometimes even.
Yeah.
So look at why that's there. You know, whenever there is something that doesn't feel good to you, take time to take a step back and just look at it and ask yourself, why am I feeling this way? So a lot of inner work is needing to be done, but it is going to most definitely be worth it. If you allow yourself to be worth it, it will all be worth it. And, you know, so just so that first step is just taking some time to, you know, kind of go inside of yourself and look at everything, you know, re-examine your life and re-examine your priorities and your standards and just everything, and see it and try to see it in a new perspective, in a new light, and see where you could use some healing, where you can use some love, or where you just need to let go of things and where you need to forgive things as well.
Okay.
That's what I have for you.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Okay, thanks for your call there, Shakira. Thank you. Thank you for your friend request. Appreciate that. And before we go to our next call here for CC Chapman, CC, how do people reach you if they want to get like a private session?
So they can go to my website or email me. My website is www.theinneressence.net. And my email is coachcc16@gmail.com. And the best way to reach me is by purchasing something on the site, because I make that top priority on a daily basis is those who actually go through my site and purchase a session or any other service I have.
Okay, very good. And we do have the links here on the radio show page, too, if you're listening live or in archives to reach CC. They're right there, the links, so easy to get to CC there. Let's go next here, and we'll go to North Carolina and bring in Melissa to the show. Welcome.
Hi, Melissa. Did you say potential job and opportunities coming my way? I've been interviewing, but haven't gotten too much back.
Okay, so instantly, I actually got that you just need to keep trying. And when it comes to, actually getting a job, right now, actually, what I get for you is that it's a time for you to get the job that you're passionate about. So whatever you're passionate about, that's what you need to go for right now. This is definitely the time for you to finally do what it is you're truly wanting to do. There is something waiting for you out there to grab it and claim it that is in alignment with your passion and your dreams. So it's definitely time for you to do that right now. Other than that, what I'm getting is if you need a job before doing that, just keep trying, and I get with, you know, the next job you try for. So keep showing your determination. Keep showing up, keep calling in and going in, show them just how determined and how much you want it. And And I'm also getting that if you don't get the job, don't worry about it, because it's not in alignment with where you're going right now. Right now you're actually going down a path that is helping to bring you to your happiness. And so anything that isn't in alignment with your happiness and your fulfillment in life is actually, you're not going to achieve. It's not going to work with you, because you're on a mission. You're headed down the path that you want to be on to achieve happiness. And so, you know, those things aren't a part of it. So you just allow yourself to let them go and try again. So that's definitely what I have for you.
Okay. All right. Makes sense. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Alrighty. Thanks for your call there, Melissa. We appreciate you. And we're here with CC Chapman, and we're going to go next to Los Angeles, and let's bring in Deborah to the show. Welcome.
Hi,
Deborah.
Hi. I'm actually calling to get a reading on
general guidance concerning my life's purpose.
Okay.
I do feel. Oh, okay. Sorry. Go ahead.
Oh no. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, I do feel quite led, and I have gotten a lot of guidance and signs. I'm an energy healer, and I have gotten a lot of signs from my spirit guides as to working with third world countries, and I'm also a builder, so, you know, helping to build homes there, or tiny homes, or earth ships, or something for shelter for those people. But I would like to know if that's in line with.
Okay.
With my
so,
purpose.
Before you even told me any of that, what I got for you is that you are a healer. You are a healer mostly. Your abilities come through your hands. You have a lot of life force energy flowing through your hands. So whatever you touch, whatever you build or do with your hands will be touched with your innate ability to heal and transform. So anything that you do with your hands will be your purpose.
Fantastic.
It will lead you to your ultimate purpose as well. So if you are a massage therapist, that would lead you down that path as well. If you can do Reiki, that is definitely a really big step.
Okay, great.
And even building
I'm
shelters.
A hands-on energy healer. I do hands-on energy healing.
Yes.
So that's fantastic. Yeah.
Yes. You're definitely already on the right path doing that then. Keep doing that. And I do see, I mean, very near future, I do see doors opening up for you. I do see, you know, what I get is an image of the sun and just a bright light. And that's always a good sign. That's always letting me know that you have a really awesome future ahead. And what that usually means is that you are, you know, following your purpose here. You're on your mission, doing your mission here. So just keep doing what you do and see how you can spread it out more. You know, like being more of service to others, maybe start your own business in it. If you haven't already.
Yes, I already have, actually.
Oh,
and,
wonderful.
Yeah, I'm getting clients and, I have certification and everything. I'm getting my office on Monday.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Great.
Wonderful. So this is definitely just confirmation for you. You're on the right path. You're doing the right thing. And you have nothing to worry about from what I see. You really don't. You're doing really good. Just keep going. Don't doubt yourself. Definitely, that's a big one. Don't doubt yourself.
Yeah, thank you. And then I get like these spouts where I need financial help, and it's like the spirit is telling me to listen and wait and meditate, but then the bills are coming and there's the deadline. So that's where I'm caught up a little bit,
Yeah. So this has actually been nagging at me since you said it. Helping to build shelter, that's really big. I am getting that is definitely something that you should do. In any way that you can, see how you can do things to help build and infuse, your energy healing into what it is that you build and use that as another source of income as well.
That's great. Yeah, thank you.
Yes. You're welcome.
Great. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Okay, thanks for your call there. And Cece, one more time, let the folks know how people can reach you.
All right. You can reach me through my by purchasing a service or session on my site, which is www.theinneressence.net, or you can email me through Coach CC, that's CICI, 16@gmail.com.
All righty. And we have that listed there on the show page as well. Let's take one more call here. New Jersey, Laura, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Hi.
Hi. I would like to know if you see me getting a house sometime in the near future, I'm hoping.
Okay, so instantly what came to me was 6 months. So I don't know the significance of that, but something is going to open up for you in 6 months, definitely. It could be even before that. If you work to if you keep working at it and you keep reaching for it, you can achieve it before that. But it's definitely going to be right there for you, an opportunity for what you're wanting in 6 months. But I don't see any longer than that. I do see that you can make it shorter by certain actions that you can take, like just striving for it and talking to the right people, letting your intentions be known about what you want. And, yeah. So that's what I have for you on that one.
Okay, so are you getting anything about any particular, because I would like a little ranch, a single story on a lake. So are you able to see a picture of what it looks like?
Okay, so before you said that, I got a house with nature. You're definitely going to have, really tall trees around you. I see snow. I see that it's going to be someplace where it snows. It's really beautiful. It seems like a really nice place to be at once you finally have it.
Oh boy, Cece, you have no idea how long I've been wanting that. Wrong time. All right, thank you very much, Cece.
Yes, you're welcome.
Okay, thanks for your call there. We appreciate it. And Cece, thanks for coming on. You're really awesome. You got a very sweet soul.
You.
Your readings were awesome. And thanks for sharing your time with us. We really appreciate it.
Yes, thank you for having me here. I really enjoyed it.
Well, great. We'll be in contact here in the future. Enjoy your next couple of weeks coming up here. And again, thanks for joining us. Have a good evening.
Thank you. You as well.
All righty. That was great. Cece Chapman here. And again, her links are on the show page, how to reach her. We're going to take a break here. And in 1 hour, we'll be joined with Christy Lee, who does psychic readings and healings, clearings, does a group meditation. That'll be coming up in 1 hour. Okay. So, and then that will be our final show of the evening. Take care, everybody. We'll see you in an hour. Go and get some dinner. See you soon. Thanks for being here, guys.